Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week we have MLW Fusion 174 Oprah Cup back on the line, but first we got some news coming out of Fury Road. Of course, Fury Road's being held September 3rd at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 6 p.m. start time for those of you who are going to try to catch it live. It is on Fight Plus if you can't be there live, so if you have Fight Plus, totally get that. It's also like $8 a month too, and you get a bunch of other stuff with it. So I broke down and got it, so why shouldn't you? Anywho, being announced, and they've popped it up on the social medias, so it's already been like pre-announced, but the World Heavyweight Championship will be on the line as the Beaumont Fight Club's Alex Kane makes his first official defense, I guess we'll find out here in a couple of weeks, against the new number one contender, Willie Mack. Willie Mack won a three-way dance last week to cement his spot as the number one contender, and as we'll find out later on in the show, evidently there's some, there was a kind of a confrontation between him and Alex Kane at Never Say Never. Also, it looks like WTF's Matt Cardona will make his MLW debut at Fury Road as well. The number two draft pick has joined up with MSL, Mr. Saint Laurent, and his World Titan Federation, and looking to start his winning ways at Fury Road. Also debuting at Fury Road, the number one draft pick in the MLW draft, Kevin Blackwood. He is going to be appearing as well, a staple really all around the country, six-year pro, originally out of Buffalo, New York. He's looking to double stomp his way through the competition. So, officially announced so far is the MLW Heavyweight Championship on the line, Alex Kane versus Willie Mack, and the debuts of Kevin Blackwood and Matt Cardona. Of course, in the press release sent my way, also scheduled to appear is the rest of the Beaumont Fight Club. Jacob Fatu, obviously Willie Mack, he's double dipping evidently. Mance Warner, the tag team champions of The Calling of Ricochet Page of Akira. Hot Sauce Tracy Williams, the second gear crew of the one called Manders and Matthew Justice. International pop star Becca Snitsky, Matt Stryker, Joe Dombrowski, MSL, and many more to be announced. Alright, other than that, it's been a pretty slow news day. If you want some bat poop insanity, I do recommend you guys head over to the YouTubes at the Urban Wrestling Network podcast there. We have been breaking them down into shorter, more manageable chunks, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes apiece. That is at youtube.com/UrbanWrestleNW, and we go off the rails this week, so we're totally getting canceled. It's going to be great. Anyway, MLW Fusion 174. We start the show off with a promo video for the Opera Cup. It is making its way back, or at least it did in April when everything that's being broadcasted now was originally taped. Joe Dombrowski and Matt Stryker welcome us to the show. Putting over the first round of the Opera Cup will be our main event tonight, as Davey Boy Smith Jr. will be taking on heavyweight hustle Calvin Tankman. But before we get to the main event, obviously, we gotta have match number one, and that is international pop superstar Becca taking on young Billiam Billy Starks. Becca is performing on her way to the ring. It's great, of course it is. She thanks everyone, because this is the first time she's performed that song live. Billy comes out with the rabbit head, Muffins hates it. It's going to be stuffed in the garbage, allegedly, so he says. Match starts off with respect. Surprisingly, both competitors shake hands, and it doesn't lead to some sort of double cross. We get the handshake and some chain wrestling. It leads to Becca being sent outside, and it gets a Lope Suicida for her efforts by young Billiam. Becca dodges a top rope splash or something. Billy hurts her knee in the process on that landing and eats a big boot for her efforts. We come back from break, and Becca cuts off a comeback with a front dropkick off the middle turnbuckle. A half crab set in by Becca before kicking Billy's leg out of her leg, just like Owen Hart said. However, we're done selling and we're trading forearms. It eventually leads to missed kicks and a double down. Big German suplex gets two by Billy, but she can't put all of her weight on her knee so she can't get the bridge, you know, synced in properly. Headstand, head scissors by Becca, followed by TK, only gets two. Becca goes for the head scissors a second time, but gets pushed off the ropes. Went to the well one too many times, of course. Swanton bomb gets Billy the 1-2-3. It's a decent match between the two of them. Of course, you know, two of the best women on the indie scene right now. If I do have to make one complaint, and this is strictly old man yelling at clouds, but like, I hate watching folks get their legs worked over and then like finishing matches off the top rope. Like, that's just a pet peeve. Like, if your legs hurt that badly, like, you're not getting any lift on that jump, and you're taking for bloody ever to climb the top turnbuckle. But that's just me. It didn't overall ruin my enjoyment of the match, so it's a good match. Check that out. I could make complaints about booking, but, like, let's not... Like, I'm not going to play that card, at least not right now, anyway. Just remembering that this was taped in April. However, we're not done here. Billy goes to leave, and one of the gas mask killers is outside the ring with a box. And that box, because Billy didn't watch what happened with Hammerstone, opens the box to reveal brains, amongst other things that weren't quite identifiable. Gross. Speaking of gross things, hey, it's the MLW draft. Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of the draft anymore. And this didn't help much here. Round number four, get our countdown. And the fourth draft pick is Love Doug. Love Doug, a staple of the Northeast Independence, most notably Beyond Wrestling. And I'm two minds of this. One, I very much feel like this is what the draft should be about. You know, lesser known talents getting their starts on a larger stage. However, my complaint is, and no one seems to agree with me on this here topic, that a draft should be people that you haven't signed and announced for dates. Like, these should be brand new folks, just like a regular draft. Like, yeah, you can have your tryouts or whatever, but your tryouts in the realm of professional wrestling, or, you know, seeing them in action for the most part, especially if we're going with the draft part. And we've already announced that Love Doug will be taking part in a scramble, well, at the Never Save Never tapings, so that's sitting in the can somewhere as well. That being said, though, like, I am excited to see what he can do for MLW. The folks I follow on social media seem to love him, so I'm totally willing to give him a chance, even though I totally soured on the concept of the draft. All right, we are going to take a brief pause for the cause. When we come back, we'll get our main event and all that good stuff. But in the meanwhile, go get yourself an energy drink or do whatever it is you do while my energy drink commercial plays, and I'll be back. Un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. We come back. Sam Laterna is with Mr. Saint Laurent. He sleeps great at night because he dumped 37 pounds of weight or so. Davey Boy Smith's going to be taking the Opera Cup, so everything's all well and good when a wild microman attacks. Oh, and it was great because someone just, like, totally chucked him from off screen because he was in the air going at Mr. Saint Laurent's face like he was some sort of cat in the movies, and it was great. Saint Laurent, though, managed to get him put down and is gonna go shank him with something when a hand appears off screen, and that is Mance Warner. He decks Mr. Saint Laurent, taking him to the ground. The rest of the second gear crew show up too late to help out as per usual, and basically Mance lays down the law of that microman is a friend of theirs, and if anybody messes with the second gear crew's friends, well, then they mess with the second gear crew. And Saint Laurent's like, okay, you know, blubbering worse than I do when I get confronted by wrestlers. We also get Calvin Tankman promo backstage. This year, there are no distractions. He is there to win the Opera Cup. He may respect Davey Boy Smith Jr., but names mean nothing at this point. There is only competition, and he aims to win. We also get news that at Never Say Never, evidently Willie Mack was not allowed to join the Beaumayers in the ring, and Kane just kind of like blew him off in the process of just not letting Willie celebrate in the ring with him, which, I mean, I ultimately don't see the problem with, because it was a Beaumayer celebration, and Willie's not Beaumayer, but, you know, wrestling, what do I know? Kane gets a promo out of the deal. He really rags on Willie Mack's, we'll say, dining lifestyle, and wants him to get together because otherwise he is not worthy of competition because he eats all the fast food and round is a shape, evidently. I don't know, felt that one was a rare miss, you know, going to body shaming. But, you know, again, they all can't be zingers, and theme of the night, I guess. Oh, but quickly moving on to the main event of the evening. Calvin Tankman takes on Davey Boy Smith Jr. First round of the Opera Cup. The two start off with grappling and trading holds, pushing each other in the corner. We do get clean breaks for a bit until Tankman finally just decides to start slapping away at Davey Boy's midsection. Tankman takes out Davey Boy's knee on the top rope and go outside the ring, working the leg on the stage, wrapping the leg around the ring post as well. Knee barrage by Tankman gets two once they finally make their way back into the ring. We go to break and we come back. Davey Boy rolls into a heel hook, but Tankman gets back on the offensive after getting a rope break out of the dealio. Big clothesline gets Tankman a two count for his efforts. Gotta have another strike battle while we're at it. However, Davey Boy Smith suckers Tankman in with a kick, followed up by an enziguri. Davey Boy goes to the top rope, but takes too long in the process and gets tossed off. Tankman jumps off the middle ropes and gets caught with a big power slam. Gets a two count out of that, surprisingly enough. Davey Boy goes up to the top rope, hits a, well, falling headbutt, followed up by a diving leg drop. That only gets two. Tankman comes back with a pop-up elbow and a forearm to the back of the head. However, Davey Boy slips out of the Tankman driver and locks on the crossface. Tankman has no choice but to tap out. Davey Boy Smith Jr. is your winner, advancing to the finals of the Opera Cup tournament. Next week, we will see Hot Sauce Tracy Williams take on Tony Deppen in the other first round match. But before we can finish up our show tonight, we got to have a word from the calling. 22 years, Jacob Fatu, 22 years of grinding. And that is something Fatu will not understand. But once they come and take the National Open Weight Championship away from him, Ricky Shane Page is 22 years of grinding and cutting and scrounging will all be worth it. All right, that was the proper ending of Fusion 174. In ring, totally serviceable. But after a handful of bangers the last month or so, this episode I felt overall just kind of felt flat. Again, no knocking on the in ring product. Like the matches were great. But there wasn't a whole lot. Else to go off of. Like the Willie Mack thing, I think fell flat. Like he earned a number one contendership in a match. We don't need to like make up other drama that happened before the match to have this. The calling stuff is kind of weird because I'm not sure where any of it's going, especially because at least the match portion so far has been taped in April, which led to like a really weird thing too if you've been paying attention. For those of you who missed the show, Davey Boy Smith Jr. is a member of MSL's World Titan Federation. They're a heel stable. Tonight, Davey Boy worked as a face and was being cheered by the crowd, obviously showing off, what happens when you tape things months ago that aren't always congruent with your storylines. So that is kind of like one of my complaints as well, is they've had so much stuff in the can that they're still wheeling it out now, except now it just like at an aesthetic level doesn't make sense with where the storylines are going. But like barring things like that, like It was a serviceable show. If you haven't watched MLW in a while and you flip this on, like, I don't think you'll necessarily be disappointed in it. But it definitely lacked a punch that some of the other episodes fairly recently had. And not swinging for the fences coming out of a really strong pay-per-view event. Anyway, so I think I'm done ranting on incoherently on this. Stay tuned, find out the best ways to support this here small independent podcast. Be sure to check out the guys at the Urban Wrestling Network. They, when not totally flying off the rails, they keep it real and don't sugarcoat things nearly as much as I do. And, just do what you do. Like what you like. Just like wrestling. That's all I ask. Like wrestling. In the meanwhile, I'll see you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, because word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor below, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass. That's TheNovaOfCass, and MLW Confusion can be found on Facebook at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. That's CassOnova. If you prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. For as little as $1, Patreon backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn and Alan Schroeder and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merchandise at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. You can find that link below as well. For all business inquiries such as ads, sponsorship, and other voiceover work, please email at rzkammer@comcast.net. Kammer is spelled K-A-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you all for listening.